I've never seen it before, where all five of our elected TDs have been on the one page about something and have agreed to work together on something. I think that's unprecedented. And I think it's unprecedented that 171 GPs and consultants will come out and sign a letter and call for something. And I think that really shows the gravity of the situation, Greg. And it shows that actually this is not just the last, you know, final lightning rod, basically. This actually will potentially be the death knell of our hospital. If we don't get our surgical hub, we won't be able to attract surgeons. If we can't attract surgeons, that means our ED gets downgraded. If you can't attract surgeons, you can't maintain a roster for maternity services. And that's maternity gone, and that's ED downgraded. And that's why everybody is so scared. And, you know, listening to the minister a moment ago, it was a bit disingenuous. I felt some of the things that she said to you, Greg, particularly around what surgical hubs can do, particularly around the importance of surgical hubs. And she said something else that kind of annoyed me a bit, in where she said that actually maybe that you know, consultants shouldn't be fighting for their own patch. There's no fighting for our own patch here. 171 doctors, of which nearly 60 of them are consultants, which represents greater than 70% of the consultant cohort at the hospital. Everybody in Letterkenny is on the same page here. And to say that we're not on the same page is disingenuous.
I'm going to wait and see in terms of the jury being out from my perspective, but when the minister sort of plays down these surgical hubs, but you look at where they're located, and then talks of sort of, we need to start addressing the wider issues. Have you any concern that that's laying the groundwork for saying, right, okay, surgical hubs, they're not all that. Wait till you see what we're going to deliver for you. But we know the lifetime of government, we know the lifetime of a minister, and we know who'd be charged with trying to lead out and implement that. People who've been in these positions historically. You know, have you any concern that we may be going down a path that might not result in what we're hoping for?
Look, we're not going to let it, is the bottom line to that. But absolutely, Greg, and particularly from listening to our interview a moment ago, you know, I was actually fairly excited this morning, having spoken to people last night, that maybe we were making more progress, and I think we are. But to hear her say those things is a wee bit out of the same playbook that we've heard before, honestly. So this sort of playbook where we're putting it back on local HSC management, come back with a solution, that is a 10 to 15 year project we're talking about. And it's not good enough, and we're not going to allow it to happen. You know, this is the playbook we've heard before from previous ministers. Well, look, come to us with a plan, come to us with a whole campus plan, and we'll come back and see. And I think it's great to acknowledge the great work that's going on in Letterkenny, for sure. And there is lots of great work. Bear in mind, most of it is community-based, right? So the Errigal Community Hub is about looking after chronic disease in that community. It's run by the community services. Similarly, the community-based hospital with 120 beds, 110 beds next year is going to be phenomenal. Again, it's not acute services, it's community services. We've had no investment in acute services in Letterkenny in 10 years, apart from fixing a broken roof and fixing a flood. So there's been no acute investment, and it's a wee bit disingenuous to keep focusing on community work and not focusing on acute beds, which is again what she did a moment ago, which is really disappointing. And
my impression too, also to Porg, sorry to interrupt there, is that she's putting it up to Tony Canavan and Sean Murphy, effectively. Now, Tony Canavan has been on this show previously in the past, and he's quite clear, how he sees health delivery in this region. And if you want the best, you're going to have to travel from Donegal. He said that pretty much verbatim on the show. And also then, of course, we had the issue of the surgical hub being raised. And unless I'm misquoting, and I don't want to do anyone any injustice, but Sean Murphy was then advocating for the ambulatory centre, not sort of saying, well, no, we need to go back and check in the surgical hub. So it seems to be that at the very best scenario, she's putting this back to local management and saying, come back to me, and then reviewing how they do that, and then maybe doing something. Do you get where I'm coming from? It's like now we've got another entire stage in between where we're at and the possibility of any improvement.
Look, that is the reality. And the reality is that we cannot trust HSE West and North West to represent Letterkenny. And that is, you know, I'm not saying something controversial there. I'm saying something that I have the facts and figures in front of me that presents that, and that you have just outlined to her, Greg, on the show, that we actually can't trust HSE West and North West to present Letterkenny as a viable option for lots of services. And, you know, it's disingenuous again. It is her decision of where a surgical hub is decided for. We have the data, which we're hoping to present to her next week, that really clearly shows of why Letterkenny should be the position for the surgical hub. And, you know, just because the HSE West and North West says it should be in Sligo, the decision's hers. And if she can't, you know, I've been reliably informed that she is a person who completely and utterly relies on facts, figures and data. And if that is the case, then we have no argument here. It is very clear the surgical hub should be in Letterkenny. And back to this ambulatory care hub again. I mean, this, she was lining it up, it felt like, with you, Greg, to say that the ambulatory care hub was going to be the future in Letterkenny.
Well, that's the impression I got.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's a 10 to 15 year project. In the meantime, our consultants have left. In the meantime, our surgeons are working somewhere else. In the meantime, nothing's delivered. I mean, the endoscopy hub was guaranteed and announced back in 2013. We are still doing our endoscopies in the car park, mm-hmm. despite the fact that we do the largest amount of endoscopies in the country. So if there was true, actual commitment to investment in Letterkenny, it would happen. And it's a bit disingenuous to say if the project's presented, we'll fund it. The project for an endoscopy hub was presented, it wasn't funded, and it's still being done in the car park at a cost of $2 million a year to a private or
also,
a private operator.
You know, there is a question too, as well, what data she's getting. Because you say that she's a data-driven minister, and she was given data that it could be disputed as it relates. In fact, it was Councillor Declan Meehan raised the issue of cancer delivery and the timely delivery of cancer services. And but I've seen data since that suggests that all was not as it seems, right? So if she's making decisions based on data, you know, say, for instance, someone with a straight face who were relying on for this business plan, perhaps, made the population argument for Sligo as a surgical hub. Straight face said that. So if that's the data she's getting, you know what I mean? That's a concern I would also have, especially because sometimes if you make decisions based on data, it can be clinical. You have to make sure you have the right data.
So I suppose that's where we come in now, Greg. We're evidence-based clinicians, and we have already started gathering the data that proves that not only has there been systemic underfunding, but also that the surgical hub is best placed in Letterkenny. I mean, there's really simple arguments, and we're going to present them next week to her. But one simple one is, if you have it in Letterkenny, no one is within 90 minutes in Sligo, Leitrim or Donegal from a surgical hub. That was the intention of her own department's report. They didn't want it more than 90 minutes. So why would you not have it there? Why would you have someone travelling from Kilmany to Sligo? They just won't do it. And I mean, I've said nationally and other places, I have patients, Greg, who currently are going blind because they can't get cataracts done and they cannot get their macular degeneration injections done because they cannot travel the 2 hours plus that it takes to go from Fana to Sligo because they're in their 80s and 90s. That is health inequality at its most stark. And we are not going to stand for this occasion. And you're quite right, there is a different movement on this time, Greg. There's a different movement on because never before have we had all the politicians, never before have we had all the clinicians. And just being like, we're really looking forward to meeting the minister next week. We're really looking forward to presenting the data. But if she goes ahead and puts a surgical hub in Sligo against the blaringly obvious data that's sitting, looking at her in the face, and does it with a straight face, the people will be on the streets of Donegal. That is the reality of what's going to happen.
I just think people down the country see the Northwest, and the minister referenced this on a couple of occasions, what's best for the Northwest. And I think maybe sometimes they need to look at a map with the six counties out of it, or I don't know how they might need to look at it, right? But the Inishowen is almost separate to the Northwest, for an example, if you know what I mean, in terms of how far it is from the Northwest. And what we've seen historically is you put a pin in Sligo, it seems, nationally, and that's the Northwest catered for. And just to try and keep going to a regional response to this, in other words, what are we talking about here? It might be best to even further invest in Sligo. Is that what we're talking about? I don't know. But the minister's on a couple of occasions moved from the Donegal question to the Northwest response. And that doesn't, in my view, take into consideration the reality of a lot, not least your patients who are losing their independence and their ability to see because of something, a fantastic medical advance that they can't access because it's so bloody far away.
Yeah, I heard her multiple times, especially towards the end of the interview, say to you, what's best for the Northwest? What's best for the Northwest? The Northwest includes Donegal. And the Northwest includes Inishowen, and we need to remind Dublin sometimes that we are here and that Donegal is part of that, and actually that we carry the population base. Figures well documented before, 165,000 versus about 102,000 Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal. So like the population base stacks up. And, you know, I hear this a wee bit, like, you know, but in Ashone and Fannet and other areas, that maybe they're just too far away and that they have to accept perhaps that they're too far away from services. They don't have to be too far away from services at all. And our population base stacks it up. 30,000 or just shy of 35,000 day case procedures performed last year in Letterkenny. Another couple of thousand sent to Ballykelly to be done. Roughly the same amount in Sligo. And actually, when you take the Donegal patients out of the Sligo numbers drop dramatically because of ophthalmology and ENT. So we have the population base to sustain it. We have the surgeons to sustain it. We just need the room for them in which to operate. I agree with her completely. There's a big problem in terms of theatre space. We have surgeons who have no space to operate. And a great example of that is, you know, like, pilots love to fly. Surgeons are trained to do surgery, and we need to give them the time and space to do that. From speaking to surgeons in Letterkenny, they're doing one or two lists a month. That's not how you attract surgeons. It's also not how you clear waiting lists. And, you know, another thing's important, Greg. She was trying to play down that these surgical hubs are basically like some sort of GP surgery that does carpal tunnel syndromes. That's not true. Okay, it is just not true. They do lap colies, which is taking out gallbladders. They do loads and loads of day service procedures. 30,000 happen in Letterkenny already per year of day surgery alone. So there's lots of day surgery procedures that are on the current list the HSE has provided. And to mitigate it down to some sort of 15-minute carpal tunnel syndrome, again, is disingenuous.
But it's also quite remarkable, actually, that the state is investing so heavily in seven of these that are, you know, sure, look at, do we even need them at all? I thought that was kind of interesting. What next, Porg? I mean, I don't want to preempt this meeting, although we've spent the last 15 minutes doing that with the minister, right? But, you know, what happens afterwards? So, you know, the minister will listen. She will take on board what you have to say. But if the responses are similar to that to which she gave me, you know, to pacify you guys, to say, look, at we're actually looking at the bigger picture here. This isn't just about a surgical. We're looking about bells, whistles, but we need management locally to come up with a plan to deliver it us and I'll not be found wanting in terms of funding. You know, but what do you do next? And as I say, that's the element I'm not trying to preempt, because this momentum could very easily, if allowed to, taper off after that meeting if that type of argument is given to you.
I suppose the first thing is I have to be there in good faith, which I'm really looking forward to. And I do think I hope that she is a very fair individual and somebody who will listen, like you said, Greg. And I think she will. And she certainly listened last night to her Oireachtas colleagues. So the hope is that she will listen to the facts and figures and make an informed decision. And she told the Oireachtas members last night that it is her decision only to make. So it is her decision to blame if the decision's not correct afterwards. So we hope that we can present to her the figures and the facts that we know are correct. And then we have to give her time. Then we have to give her time to go away and reflect on those facts and figures. And if she is a person of her word, and if she is a person who is all about facts and figures, she can't deny that Letterkenny is the obvious choice for a surgical hub. If she then goes and announces later on in the summer at some point that the surgical hub is going to be based in Sligo, she better justify why that is. And then if we cannot, if that doesn't, if there's no matching surgical hub for Letterkenny, shall we say, then like I have GPs already jumping at the bit to bring their patients to the street. I have campaigners already on the phone to me every day saying we need to get in the streets about this. And nobody wants to go to the street, by the way. Nobody wants to spend their Saturday marching in Letterkenny and having 10 or 15,000 people arriving at the door of Letterkenny. Nobody needs and nobody wants that. But this, we are not going to take this lying down, because as you quite rightly said to her, Greg, this is, you know, this is kind of, this is on the background of years and years of underinvestment. And this is another classic example of it. And we're not going to let it. And I think she said something about she understands the depth of feeling. Yes, there's a huge depth of feeling about this in Donegal. But actually, it's not about feelings. It's about outcomes. And it's about patient outcomes. And it's about patients being able to survive longer. It's about patients getting access to services. And, you know, to say the surgical hub doesn't increase theatre capacity is, again, a bit disingenuous, because actually you remove all the day case procedures from the theatres they're currently in, which then frees up more space for cancer services and other services in the main theatres where they should be. So, like, a surgical hub is the only show in town here, and it's the only show the GPs are going to accept, the consultants are going to accept, and all the Oireachtas members are going to accept. And I've never seen a campaign as strong as this before. We're looking forward to meeting the minister next week. We're looking forward to telling her our side of the story, and hopefully she'll take that data and those figures on board.